You're listening to Barry Reisman on WWDB Talk 860 and WWDBAM.com.
Good morning. We have a very special show for you today. We'll be playing the music, as usual, but we have a couple of very important guests in the studio who will be here talking about a very important topic. We have Bryant M. Green, who is a regular on this program at this stage of the game, owner, administrator of Always Best Care. And we also have Holly Rush, who was the director of the Philadelphia Walk to End Alzheimer's, the Delaware Valley chapter. And Alzheimer's is such a horrible, terrible disease that we're going to try to do our part to spread the word and let you know about the walk and also get some information about Alzheimer's. So stay with us. We'll talk to them starting in just a few minutes. But right now, some music with Dudu Fisher.
When you're weary and feeling small, when tears are in your eyes, I will dry them all. I'm on your side. When times get rough and friends just can't be found, like a bridge over troubled water, I will lay me down. Troubled water, I will lay me
over troubled water.
that's Duda Fisher. We're going to be with our special guest in just a couple of moments. Let's check out what's happening around Jewish Philadelphia. The Sisterhood of the Congregations of Shara Shemayim on Verree Road in Philadelphia will be hosting a virtual general meeting on Tuesday, September 14th at 7:30 p.m. And the program is going to focus on members presenting family heirlooms of valued treasures with their special history in the family. For more information, contact the synagogue office at 215-677-1600.
The award-winning Jewish Exponent is the second oldest continuously published Jewish newspaper in the United States. Since 1887, The Exponent is proud to give you the news every day and every week about what it means to be Jewish in Philadelphia. Whether you visit jewishexponent.com or receive the paper every week in your mailbox, The Jewish Exponent brings you news you can't find anyplace else. Subscribe at jewishexponent.com or call 215-832-0700, 215-832-0700. For more than 130 years, the Jewish Exponent has been the voice of Jewish Philadelphia. Teens, college students, young professionals, parents, and grandparents are all asking each other, how do you read the Jewish Exponent?
Shalom and Roosevelt Memorial Parks wish you Lashana Tova. May you be inscribed in the Book of Life. As the generations of your family gather to observe and celebrate the High Holy Days, it is an important time to reflect on the events of this past year and consider what the future may bring. Here are some questions that you should be asking. Why leave important decisions to others when you are able to choose together? Why leave the financial burden to the next generation? Why not encourage the next generation to stay together? And when will you make an appointment to visit Roosevelt or Shalom for a park tour and a free personal planning guide? From September 2nd through September 30th, you'll save up to 18% on select new pre-arrangements with zero interest for 60 months. Terms and conditions apply. Shalom Memorial Park in Huntington Valley, 215-673-5800. Roosevelt Memorial Park in Trevose, 215-673-7500. Honoring your past while protecting your future. Look for the ad in the Jewish Exponent.
Tune in every Friday for Russian Yiddish music brought to you by Neil Hoffman, attorney at law. Neil Hoffman from the law firm of Hoffman, Sternberg, Karf & Lynch supports the Russian and Yiddish community and WWDB AM 860 radio with Russian Yiddish programming Friday mornings before Barry Reisman and again Mondays at 10 a.m. right here on WWDB. That's the law firm of Hoffman, Sternberg, Karf & Lynch serving Philadelphia, Bucks County, and the great state of Pennsylvania.
We have a couple of very special guests in the studio today. An old friend of ours who's been on the air with us lots of times, Brian M. Green, who is the owner, administrator of Always Best Care, Philly, Bristol, and a lot of other territories too. And also Holly Rush, who is the director of the Philadelphia Walk to End Alzheimer's. Brian, how are you doing today?
Barry, I'm great, and just good to be back in the studio with you, and I'm so excited to talk with Holly today about the Walk to End Alzheimer's.
You always bring us some very special guests, and you did it again today. Holly, how are you doing?
I'm doing well, Barry. Thank you so much for having me today.
Well, since you are the director of the Philadelphia Walk to End Alzheimer's, tell us what that's all about.
Yeah, absolutely. So the Philadelphia Walk to End Alzheimer's will be on Saturday, November 13th at Citizens Bank Park. We are historically the largest walk in the country out of 630 walks. And the Walk to End Alzheimer's across the country is the world's largest event to raise awareness and funds for Alzheimer's care, support, and research.
I mean, where do people walk? What do they do? I don't understand.
Yeah, so registration starts at 9 a.m., on walk day, they will, park at Citizens Bank Park. We'll have sponsors there with tables and vendors, food trucks, and we'll have an opening ceremony at 10:45, and the walk kicks off at 11 a.m. We walk around South Philadelphia, around the parking lot, the new casino, and end up in the ballpark. So it's
and how does it work? When people walk, how does that help Alzheimer's?
Yeah, absolutely. So you can register for the walk online. alz.org/walk to be a participant or a team captain. And then we encourage fundraising. So there's no fee to register or minimum fundraising, but we do encourage you to raise money because that goes directly back to our mission and vision of a world without Alzheimer's.
I've participated in a walk a number of years now. And for me, it's a feel-good time when you're really walking with folks that in somehow or some way, directly or indirectly, have been affected by Alzheimer's. And so Holly is being very polite because it's a crowd of people. It's food trucks, one. When you walk at every milestone, there's like a group, whether it's the mummers or one year they had the Japanese or the Chinese acrobats. They have drill teams and bands. People have brought their dogs, their children. I'm going to make this ploy right now, Holly. If you do decide to bring the strollers, you guys are supposed to walk on the inside, please, because you know everybody walks at their own pace. But for me, I really like it when we hold up the different flowers. There's different colors of flowers that represent different things. Holly could get more into that, but. For me, it's just a really feel-good situation. They have a band normally. They have a big band on a big stage. People come on stage intimately while we're waiting to walk to share their experience. They also have kind of like that, a kind of a count keeper, if you will, that kind of shows, you know, the top fundraisers and the top walk teams. I encourage everybody to come down. Because, you know, Alzheimer's in of itself is a really difficult disease for people to kind of navigate, especially if you're trying to maintain your work-life balance. Then you are taking care of a relative that has that. That's difficult. But when they don't have their cognitive ability, it tests a lot of people. So when you're able to kind of share space and time with people that are going through what you're going through, it is really therapeutic. Holly, what are the different flowers for? I can't remember what they're for. You got to pick them up.
Yeah, so our opening ceremony includes our Promise Garden ceremony. So there's five different color flowers on walk day. People hold up a purple flower if they've lost someone to Alzheimer's or dementia, yellow if they're currently caregiving for someone with a disease, orange is just a supporter of the cause and, you know, a vision of a world without Alzheimer's, and then blue are actually people who are living currently with the disease.
It's a terrible disease. I bet, Bryant, that a lot of your caregivers are working with people who do have that disease.
They are, Barry. Listen, Barry, they definitely we do all kinds of things in home support, but the most acuity of the scale is Alzheimer's, really. When somebody has Alzheimer's, especially if there's somebody that still has the mobility about them and can wander, they need to be watched. And, you know, companies like mine, on average, take care of individuals probably from anywhere from 4 to 6 hours on average. So the other parts of the day, it really is up to the family to provide that kind of support. But Alzheimer's, as Holly said, ALZ.org, I really want Holly to talk about all of the different services that they offer, if not just to listen. It's a 24/7 support system, and they are a good group of people to work with. They work in a non-hierarchical situation to really get the word out. But Holly, can you tell us some of the support services you guys offer on ALZ.org?
Yeah, absolutely. There are a ton of resources that we offer, including support groups right in your own neighborhood. So you can actually go onto the website, type in support group, type in your zip code, and all of the options for support groups in your own community come up. And that's really a place where people can go and share their experience and find other people like themselves, you know, who are going through this journey. The other thing, like Bryant mentioned, is our 24/7 helpline. It's 800-272-3900. There are clinically trained professionals on the other end of that line 24/7. So if you need to help de-escalating someone, or, you know, just have questions, need help finding somewhere to put your loved one in assisted living or retirement community, there's someone you can talk to 24 hours a day.
We're going to come back and talk some more with our special guest here in the studio. Bryant M. Green, the owner administrator of Always Best Care, is here. And Holly Rush, the director of the Philadelphia Walk to End Alzheimer's. And we're going to dig into this subject a little more deeply and find out more about Alzheimer's. right after this.
This is your holiday music station, WWDB AM 860.
Someone once asked Perry Como what his goal in life is. And he said his goal is to be the best barber around. And that's what he was. He was a barber. Well, from what I hear, he was a very good barber, but turned out that he also had a great voice and turned into one of the biggest stars of his time with an award-winning television show. And every year around the high holiday time, he would sing the Kol Nidre. And we have a recording of that. I'm going to play it for you right now. Beautiful voice of a wonderful song. Here's Perry Como. And then we'll get back to our guests talking about the walk to end Alzheimer's and a lot of other things that are very important. But here's Perry Como.
Across the nation, people are stepping up. for their mothers, fathers, husbands, wives, partners, sisters, and brothers. They're leading the way and walking to end Alzheimer's, the sixth leading cause of death in the nation. Together, we can reclaim the future. Walk to end Alzheimer's. Start a team. Join a team. Go to ALZ.org.
Okay, we're back with our guests in the studio today at WWDB and WPEN HD2 FM. We have Brian M. Green, the owner administrator of Always Best Care, Philly, Bristol, Delaware, Norristown, the main line. I don't know what I left out. Did I get it all in there?
You certainly did. Southeastern Pennsylvania.
By memory.
Southeastern Pennsylvania and the whole state of Delaware. We are really excited. And I just want to just a shameless plug. We're not only walking for the with the Philadelphia Walk team. We're also going to be walking with Wilmington and Rehoboth, too, this year. And we're really excited about it. But, Holly, could you, if you don't mind, there's a lot of people that are listening. Could you tell us some of the symptoms that people can be looking for if they're kind of not sure if their person should be tested for dementia or Alzheimer's?
Yeah, there are definitely 10 warning signs. I won't go through them all, but some of the things you can look out for are memory loss that disrupts daily life. So you're going along and you can't get through the day without forgetting something that's really important. Challenges in planning or solving problems. So something that normally would come easy, you know, is pretty difficult now. Misplacing things and not being able to retrace your steps in order to find that. And one of the other ones is decreased or poor judgment, mostly with money handling, you know, making big purchases that you wouldn't normally make, that kind of thing. So those are a couple of the things you can look out for.
Does this sneak up on you slowly, or does it happen all at once, or what's the progression of Alzheimer's disease?
Sure. It's a roller coaster, I will tell you that, Barry. So these are, you know, the 10 warning signs that you can look out for that are probably slower, and you'll notice them, you know, at different times. And then I can't express this enough, you know, early detection and diagnosis are really important in this journey. So just having candid conversations with your primary care physician to let them know that you're experiencing some of this stuff so they can help, you know, whether it's an actual Alzheimer's diagnosis or there's other things going on, but definitely looking out for these signs and then having conversations.
What kind of help is there if you have this disease, this condition? What can be done?
Yeah.
I know there's no cure for it.
Correct. There's no cure.
What can be done?
Sure. And since recently, there has really been no treatment for Alzheimer's. But back in June, the FDA approved Aduhelm, which is a new treatment and the first treatment of Alzheimer's disease. So we at the Alzheimer's Association are really lobbying for, you know, this to be accessible for everyone. And really, we're backing this decision. And it's the first step in, you know, the next treatment and potentially a cure eventually.
By the way, where did the name Alzheimer's come from?
So actually, and I had to do some research on this, in 1906, there was a doctor named Dr. Alzheimer, and he was doing some research and realized that this progression of this brain deterioration was not normal. It's not normal. It's definitely a disease. So from there, he did a lot of research, had colleagues do a lot of research. 1910, it was named Alzheimer's disease.
Is Alzheimer's and dementia, are they the same thing?
I like to tell people to think of it as dementia being an umbrella. So there are different kinds of dementia, and Alzheimer's disease is actually the most common form of dementia. So included in that are Lewy body dementia, frontal temporal dementia. There are a couple of other ones that fall under the dementia category, but Alzheimer's is the most prevalent.
Okay, we're going to take another little break and have a little bit of music and then come back with more from our special guest here. Holly Rush is here, who is the director of Philadelphia Walk to End Alzheimer's, and Brian M. Green, who is the owner administrator of Always Best Care, Philly, Bristol, Delaware, et cetera, et cetera. And we'll be back and talk some more. Get inside the world of medicine every Saturday morning at 10 on WWDB. Prominent endocrinologist Dr. Joseph J. Fallon Jr. and well-known cardiologist Dr. M. Scott Dawson team up to bring you Inside Medicine. You'll hear interviews with eminent medical specialists and receive vital information about your health. This could be the most important radio show you'll ever listen to. Inside Medicine, Saturday mornings at 10, right here on WWDB.
I am Dolores Turlington, lead trainer for Always Best Care Philly, Team Green. I love what I do. With Always Best Care Philly, you're assured of getting a caregiver who is familiar with your loved one's specific needs and is trained to provide the highest level of care. Remember, you don't have to carry the burden alone. When quality care matters, call Always Best Care Philly, 267-909-9248 or abcphillybristol.com.
Tune in every Friday at 8 a.m. for Levine's Russian Yiddish Music, brought to you by Levine's Funeral Home. For over 100 years, Levine's has been serving the Russian and Yiddish community of the Philadelphia region. Levine's is proud to be part of the Jewish community tradition. That's Russian and Yiddish music, brought to you every Friday at 8 a.m. right here on WWDB AM 860 in Philadelphia. Sponsored by Joseph Levine & Sons.
The Jewish Community Voice, Southern New Jersey's hometown Jewish paper, brings the latest in Jewish news to residents of Burlington, Camden, Gloucester, Atlantic, and Cape May counties. The Voice is published every 2 weeks and appears online at jewishvoicesnj.org. For more information, call 856-751-9500, extension 1217, for the Jewish Community Voice.
A Philadelphia radio tradition for over 50 years. This is the Barry Reisman Show on WWDB Talk 860.
Thank you.
Okay, we are back here at WWDB with Bryant M. Green and Holly Rush talking about Alzheimer's disease, the walk to end Alzheimer's. Before we, Bryant has a question, but Holly, before we go to, back to Bryant, tell us again when the walk is and how you register for it. Give us the details.
Yeah, absolutely. The Philadelphia Walk to End Alzheimer's is Saturday, November 13th. We open at 9 a.m. The walk will kick off at 11 at Citizens Bank Park, and you can register at alz.org/walk. Type in your zip code, and the Philadelphia Walk will pop right up.
Okay, back to Bryant.
I'm sitting here listening. I just wanted people to understand. We glossed over it, and if Holly doesn't mind going back to it in terms of caregiver support groups. One thing we didn't mention, too, was I know that a lot of my clients' families take advantage of the adult daycare centers. A lot of them have opened back up with restriction, obviously, during the COVID pandemic. But, you know, with the caregiver support group, Holly, if you don't mind going a little bit deeper into that, because I think people, you know, really don't know what to expect and where people can go and where they can talk to and that kind of deal.
Yeah. So our support groups are offered virtually and in person right now. So you head to our website, alz.org. There's a support tab. You click on that, put your zip code in, and all of the support groups in your community pop up. So what that looks like is people who are going through the same journey as you are gather either virtually or in person and just kind of talk through some of the experiences you're having. You may have a, you know, relate to someone else who've been through this before who can offer you some advice. And it's really just a place to be able to come and feel comfortable and open up about this journey because it is so isolating. And a lot of people don't talk about it. So this is really just a place for you to come and open up and feel supported and get some more information.
Do we know any of the causes of Alzheimer's?
There are a few causes of Alzheimer's. Traumatic brain injuries is one. And really it goes back to the makeup of your brain. And as you get older, there are tangles and plaques that develop, and Alzheimer's is more accelerated, I guess, and that's how, you know, it comes about.
Is there anything that could be done to diminish? I know you can't cure Alzheimer's. Mm-hmm. I know that's the goal, to find a prevention, which would be the best thing, or at least a cure. But is there anything that can be done to diminish the effects of Alzheimer's?
So there's a lot of research going on about that right now, Barry. And some of the things we've discovered is that what's good for the heart is good for the brain. So healthy diet, you know, not smoking, not drinking a lot, exercising, those kinds of things can aid in prevention of Alzheimer's.
Bryant, what type of assistance do your caregivers give if they're working for someone with Alzheimer's? What is it that they do? What is their role?
Barry, we tailor the approach to the family's needs. And there's different degrees of Alzheimer's and different stages of it. Typically, we do the activities, that supporting the activities of daily living, whether that's light housekeeping, light meal preparation, light. Sometimes with folks with Alzheimer's, there's an incontinence care situation because people are incontinent. And then really watching those folks that do have still the mobility that can get away from you. That's a really big piece of it. Yeah. Trying to really make sure they're in a safe, secure space and making sure that we fill the gap and family support. Because just 15 minutes, people can get out and get away from you. What I would like to tell people, too, is Holly made a really good point when she said, you know, a lot of people really don't talk about it. And sometimes coming to these caregiver support groups, you know, you kind of reveal and the mask is broken because there's a lot of feelings that are often expressed in these caregiver support groups. But one thing people should absolutely do, in my opinion, is to let people around in your neighborhood know that the person in your home has Alzheimer's. Like, you see these signs sometimes when you're driving that there's a deaf child in the area or a blind child in the area. There should also, I'm thinking about it, there should also be signs that there's somebody with Alzheimer's in this area too, because a lot of times, you know, families just being normal, sometimes there's a gap in coverage. And just 5-10 minutes, you know, I'll share my personal experience. My uncle, who has passed some years ago, but he got up. In his mind, he was going to work. And just so happens that a neighbor seen him. And it's just a little 5 to 10 minutes. You know, one person was getting off, one person was going on, and it's 5 minutes that he was
going. They don't know where they are.
And he got out of the house, and he was on his way to the subway. You know, he was a park ranger for several years. And just so happens, a neighbor stopped him and contained him because she knew that he had dementia. But had she not known, he could have got lost.
What advice can you give to family members who has someone, a loved one, who is living with Alzheimer's?
I would say, and we spend a lot of time telling caregivers, particularly family caregivers, to make sure that they cut out time for themselves. When you know, it's easier than said to say maintain work-life balance. And taking care of somebody with a catastrophic incident is one thing, or involving now the family to take care of somebody with Alzheimer's is another. And probably, you know, from my perspective, what we tell people a lot is to make sure you cut time out for yourself and to talk about it. Talk about it. Don't keep it bottled in, and to really communicate, because it is a team effort. And be supportive. I mean, I'm going to talk to those relatives that, you know, a lot of these days and times, a lot of people are, you know, around the country. So if you have siblings that are around the country and you know that the one sibling has got mom or dad or grandma with them, be supportive to the plan. It is nothing more frustrating for a family caregiver or somebody that's responsible for a person with Alzheimer's to have to fight family on decisions. If you're not there and you don't see mom or dad declining, that's, you know, that's his own thing. So don't let that guilt of you not being there make you really obtuse and objective to a lot of things that really need to happen in real time.
Let's go back and get the information. Phone number, website, what can our listeners do to help? I know there's a race for the cure, you know, to get rid of this horrible disease, hopefully sometime in our lifetime.
So I would really encourage you to sign up for the walk. It, like Bryant said, it's a day of hope that we all come together and raise funds
for the
cure.
Walk is the big thing, right?
Yep. So alz.org/walk. And I'll also give the helpline number again. So again, we have a 24/7 helpline number, 800-272-3900. You can reach someone at any time during the day or night to talk about your journey or any questions you have about this disease.
And Brian, if someone wants to get a hold of Always Best Care, may as well give your number.
Sure. If you want to call Always Best Care, we are also open 24/7 at 267-909-9248, or visit teengreenabc.com. One more thing I want to just tell people that are listening too. The Alzheimer's Association is a not-for-profit situation. They are a 501c approved. So any donation that you make is tax deductible. When they are looking for team captains, I am a team captain. So selfishly, I will tell you, when you go to alz.org, you can always do Philly Walk, Always Best Care, and join my team. We'd love to have you. And if you can't walk, you can certainly make a tax-free donation.
Holly Rush, the director of Philadelphia Walk to End Alzheimer's, and Brian M. Green, the owner administrator of Always Best Care. Thanks for sharing some of your time with us here at WWDB.
Thanks for having us,
Barry.
New wave of New York's literary socialist demands. Need for marmalush and dimpled brief in hand. Rising from the squalor, try to make a dollar. Yiddish immigrants have found their promised land. In words and prose and poetry, columnists expose Tammany's corruption, not the New York Times, the Sun, or Daily News. Editorials, theatrical reviews, rising observations, courting legislation. Individuals have earned the right to choose. Families left behind, living alone. Read between the lines. Daily Forwards feels like home. Radio that speaks your language, WEVD. Yiddish news and commentary, tune into history. Analyst meetings, productions, chicken soup,
greetings. With Lakshin, organized labor takes time for tea and honey. Melodies linger, Hasidic musical show scores, each critic's favorite's endorsement claims victory. We'll feast on East Broadway's at Gorda's New Criteria, luncheons at the Garden Cafeteria, Schmulke Bernstein's crew, Arachner's rendezvous, the waiter's patience crafted in Siberia. Memories of the past, Elie Wiesel, stories made to last. From Barsheva singer lost to demographics crossing the divide, multi lanes of traffic move from side to side. Seward Park's reprieve, where children make believe, a playground's atmosphere, a growing sense of pride. Readers disappear, no one's to blame. Forward's end is near, things will never be the same. Listen to Art Raymond as his patter is improvised. Music's recollections while his sponsors are patronized. Voice is magnetic, compelling youthful genetics. He's selling healthcare insurance that's subsidized. For senior sale is completed, sustaining station's endowments. Remaining forward's tradition is kept alive. Read between the lines, daily forwards feels like home. Radio that speaks your language, WEVD.
That song is all about a radio station in New York that was very popular for decades, playing Jewish music and other languages too. And that was their slogan, Radio That Speaks Your Language, WEVD. Well, I guess we could say the same thing about WWDB. We've got more music coming up in just a moment, right after this. Shalom and Roosevelt Memorial Parks wish you Lashana Tova. May you be inscribed in the Book of Life as the generations of your family gather to observe and celebrate the High Holy Days. It is an important time to reflect on the events of this past year and consider what the future may bring. Here are some questions that you should be asking. Why leave important decisions to others when you are able to choose together? Why leave the financial burden to the next generation? Why not encourage the next generation to stay together? And when will you make an appointment to visit Roosevelt or Shalom for a park tour and a free personal planning guide? From September 2nd through September 30th, you'll save up to 18% on select new pre-arrangements with zero interest for 60 months. Terms and conditions apply. Shalom Memorial Park in Huntington Valley, 215-673-5800. Roosevelt Memorial Park in Trevose, 215-673-7500. Honoring your past while protecting your future. Look for the ad in the Jewish Exponent.
This is your holiday music station, WWDB AM 860.
Thank you.
that's a beautiful version of Avinu Malkeinu, done for you by Tomar Adadi. Here's someone who bills himself as the world's greatest Jewish soul singer, Joshua Nelson.
Lord our God, we pray for the Jewish people. Help those who are not yet free to find the happiness of freedom. Give strength to those of us who are rebuilding the land of Israel. And teach us all, wherever we live, to grow in knowledge and to love your Torah. Lord our God, we pray for all peoples. Help the hungry to find bread for their bodies and food for their minds. And teach all your children to do others kindness the way they would like done to themselves. Eli, Eli, שלא לגומר לעולם החול והים רשרוש של המים ברוק בשמיים תפילה אדום החול והים של המים ברוק בשמיים תפילות אדום אלי אלי שלא לגומר לעולם החול והים רשרוש של המים ברוק בשמיים תפילה אדם החול והים רשרוש של המים ברוק בשמיים תפילות אדם Oh Lord, my God I pray that these things never end The sand and the sea The rush of the water, the crash of the heavens, the prayer of my heart, the sand and the sea, the rush of the waters, the crash of the heavens. The prayer of my heart.
Die!
Joshua Nelson. And that's going to do it for today. I want to thank our special guests who gave us some very important information about the Philadelphia Walk to End Alzheimer's and Alzheimer's in general. Thanks to Holly Rush, who is the director of the Philadelphia Walk, and to our good friend Bryant M. Green, the owner administrator of Always Best Care, Philly Bristol. Hey, that's going to do it for today. Let's make it a date next time right here at WWDB and WPEN HD2 97.5. Barry Reisman here. Talk to you later.